for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levikin. Stanton may be one step closer to a decision on whether to change the name of Robert E. Lee High School. A Frederick County Sheriff's deputy and his wife are killed in a motorcycle crash in Luray. And a Charlottesville interfaith organization plans to publicly certify employers who pay their workers at least twice the federal minimum wage. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, September 4th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the Shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Stanton may be one step closer to a decision on whether to keep the name of Robert E. Lee High School or change it. The News Leader reports that the school board will hear a presentation on diversity and inclusivity at its next meeting on September 10th. The Virginia Center for Inclusive Communities will present findings from the diversity and inclusivity educational process they conducted during the past school year. Every employee with Stanton Schools were to receive training in the program. Proponents of changing the name say the current name is offensive to many people, especially African Americans. They want to change back to the school's original name, Stanton High School. The United Daughters of the Confederacy pushed for the change to Robert E. Lee High in 1914. A Frederick County Sheriff's deputy and his wife were killed in a motorcycle crash Sunday evening in Luray. WHSV-TV reports that Randall Hensley, 46, and Melissa Hensley, 47, were killed when a 2005 Dodge pickup truck crossed the center lane and hit the couple head-on. Police said both Randall and Melissa died on the scene. According to Virginia State Police, the crash is still under investigation and no charges have been filed. Hensley was a former Rockingham County deputy. A Harrisonburg man is in an Ohio hospital after a two-vehicle crash that left another man dead. Three others also went to a hospital after the crash on Saturday. The Ohio Highway Patrol said Jerry Stout of Harrisonburg was driving a Chevrolet Volt eastbound on U.S. 50 in eastern Ohio. His car crossed left of center and struck another vehicle. Jerry Stout and Glenn A. Stout of MacArthur, Ohio, were taken to Adena Regional Medical Center in Chillicothe for treatment. An interfaith organization has launched a plan to publicly certify employers who pay their workers at least twice the federal minimum wage. The Daily Progress reports that the Charlottesville Albemarle chapter of the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy announced the plan on Labor Day. Walter Cantor, pastor of Blue Ridge Presbyterian Church, said there are people who work full-time in Charlottesville and Albemarle County who cannot afford to live there with basic necessities. The certification program will publicly recognize employers who pay all of their workers at least $15 an hour or at least $13.50 an hour if the employer also offers health insurance, what the group considers to be a living wage. The current federal and Virginia minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. 29 states and the District of Columbia have higher minimum wages. Certification programs are already in place in Richmond and Alexandria. Planners for a new museum in Waynesboro have the potential for flooding in mind. The News Virginian reports that a branch of Virginia's Museum of Natural History would be built outside of the city's 100-year floodplain. Officials propose putting it in a municipal parking lot near the fire department. Flooding along the South River has caused problems during heavy storms. In 2003, Hurricane Isabel flooded the river and damaged Main Street businesses. The Martinsville-based Virginia Museum of Natural History's trustees voted recently to build the 25,000-square-foot campus of the museum in Waynesboro. Funding from state lawmakers is still needed. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Tuesday.